Welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast with Phil Pringle. Phil is the founder and senior leader of C3 Church Global, a family of over 500 churches around the world. We're passionate about bringing you fresh, inspiring devotionals to fuel your day and insightful conversations on all things church and leadership. And it all starts right now.
Hi everyone, this is Chris Pringle and today I'm sharing a devotional podcast around the topic of the Good Shepherd, a topic that I think is so important, so relevant in today's society, in the church and even in secular workplace, where there is such a focus on how we treat others. And I think it's very, very important. The scripture has so much to say about it. And this message, actually, I revisited from a conference. So I've done a little bit of update on this message, and I feel that the Holy Spirit wants us to remember the things we should remember and monitor our own behaviour. And, of course, the best mirror for us is God's Word. And so here today, I would like us to have a look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. I'm going to read this one verse in three different translations, and then we'll have a look at it in a devotional sense. And I'm just going to believe that the Holy Spirit will help you, will shine His light on certain parts of this scripture to help you and to help each one of us in our leadership roles and calling as shepherds of God's people. So here in Isaiah 40 verse 11 reads, "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead those who are with young." That's the New King James. In the message it reads, "Like a shepherd he will care for his flock, gathering the lambs in his arms, hugging them as he carries them, leading and nursing ewes," that's the females, "the breeders, to good pasture." And the NIV reads this thus, "He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart and gently leads those who have young." And I guess as a shepherd or like a shepherd, I am getting this wonderful picture that this shepherd is a really great kind and good leader, person, male and female, an authentic lover of people, hands-on, right there, like a shepherd. I'm from New Zealand, so I know what it looks like when a shepherd is guiding his flock and doing, you know, the work of caring for the flock that's in his care, in his pasture. So that the shepherd, the good shepherd, is warm, approachable, guiding, has ample feeding, with ample feeding, but not only just feeding. This shepherd is caring and has the heartbeat of his flock, like a companion, a fellow friend. This shepherd is a nice person. You know, my husband has a saying, and I do actually like it, and I do believe it's true, that it's better, like, you know, when you're older, do you want to be known as a great person or a good person? And I believe that if we aim to be good people, we may end up being great people. But if we just strive for greatness, 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 we might lose the goodness, and then there could be some people that are trodden under our feet in the process, which is not the picture that we want. So here from this scripture, I've picked out four characteristics of a good shepherd, and they're these: that the good shepherd feeds, gathers, carries, and leads. I like that. So he shall feed. A good shepherd feeds the flock, and I love that. And one of the translations says, to associate with as a friend. Oh, I love that. Now, sometimes it's like, oh, no, no, no. The shepherd, not thinking in the natural, but thinking in the ministry, was way above everyone, way above, and that the sheep are just to kowtow. But no, the good shepherd feeds his flock with love and keeps company. Now, we have the example of David in the Old Testament. He didn't just throw his flock that he was caring for under his father's leadership and on the farm. He didn't just put the flock out there and then nick off to do his own thing. He stayed with the flock. A good shepherd who's feeding the flock stays with the flock. So it says here that he is a companion. He keeps company with and makes friendship with, almost like, it says here in the translation, like a pastor. Ha! How awesome is that? So he has a shepherd in the natural, has a pastoral heart. And that's where obviously we get pastoral farming and whatnot. But it is deeper than that. So he feeds and he also has respect. He respects the sheep and has respects them in that he is going to care for them. He's not going to kick them about. You know, they always say that a dog is a reflection of its master. And you see dogs that and snap and bark and they look unkept and scruffy and dirty and they seem upset all the time. That's because their master has treated them that way. And it's a known fact that sheep that are loved by their shepherd or the shepherd of the flock has trains their dogs well, where they round them up, and then when they go to shear them or dag them or, you know, put the ring on the tail, they're obedient, they follow, they know, we'll get to it in a minute, but they, you know, they know the voice of the shepherd. And, you know, that whatever a shepherd says, sorry, I'm not a farmer, I've watched lots of movies, but, you know, and they talk to the sheep, hurry up, and they follow them. So that's awesome. So they're fed well. We are to feed our flock well and show respect for them. And then, in turn, they will be fruitful to us. I'll talk about that a little bit in a moment. Number two, he shall gather. He shall gather the lambs in his arms. Let me just go back to the actual context of gather. He will gather the lambs with his arm. How beautiful is that? And that means physical contact. He will grasp. He will take up. Oh, how beautiful is that? That's that picture we often see in a children's book. Looks a bit namby-pamby, doesn't it? Of Christ with a lamb over his shoulder. But actual fact, it is a great illustration of a pastor caring for his sheep. And that is us. We are to pastor like a shepherd, a good shepherd. So he shall gather. So we're gatherers. We're gatherers. We're like Jesus. Our words gather. We're uplifting. We bring joy into the flock. We're not beating them with the shepherd's crook, but we are leading and guiding. And we'll get to that in a minute, but we're gathering the flock with love. And how awesome is that? And thirdly, he shall carry. Gather to take up, and he shall carry them in his bosom. Oh, that means a good shepherd has the heart of his people. I mean, I don't know about you, but we've pastored for many years. Don't cry. I felt that the emotion of handing over our church or churches in Sydney was not the leadership role. It was not seeing the people all the time. and that is because I love our people. And if you love your people, you love the flock. It's not about the buildings. I'm very grateful for all the buildings. I'm standing in one today. I'm standing in the C3 TV studio that our flock built, you know. But it's a love for the people and to bear up one another. Oh, the times I've called friends and our congregation to see how they're going when some trauma has happened. We lift up. A good shepherd lifts up the flock. And I think that's a very, very important. We bear up, we carry, you know, we ease the pain. This one of the meanings of this word carry is to ease the pain of a sheep in the flock. And how many times have, you know, Jesus used sheep several times, but how that the good shepherd goes. He leaves the 99, but he hears the down a cliff or in a mud thing where the lamb or the sheep can't get out, and he goes out to rescue that one lamb and bears him up and carries him in his arms, close to his bosom, close to his heart. So, you know, if you're a pastor listening to this today and you've lost your love for your people, take a holiday, take a break, get down on your knees and just find out, Lord, am I to continue to be a shepherd? I want to be a good one, change my heart. We need to continually check our own heart as to why we are continuing to be shepherds of God's flock. And then number four, he shall gently lead those who are with young, or leading the nursing ewes to good pasture. How beautiful is that? So that is to lead, is to protect and to flow, to cause the sheep to flow together. And to, obviously that word, I think, is very important, to protect. We are protectors of the flock. We're not to beat them. We're not to rag them out. We're not to discipline them unfairly. We are to be good shepherds. And one translation here, not sure where it's from. I've got a feeling it was from the Living Bible translation thing. He shall lead. And this translation said, he shall run with a sparkle. How cool is that? Run with a sparkle. Oh, I love that. You know, I go to many, many churches in my life as a minister, as a pastor. And, oh, my goodness, immediately I know a church that is well-loved by their pastors. They just get up. They know them by name. They call them. Hey, Sally, Fred, come up here and tell us. I hear you, you know, just got engaged, or you had a baby, or you're having twins, you know, and he leads with a sparkle, or she leads with a sparkle. And we're to be these protectors. John 10, verses 1 to 16 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens. Beautiful. The Holy Spirit opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Ha! Isn't that awesome? Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Oh my gosh, Jesus is the good shepherd. Oh, how beautiful. Jesus is the good shepherd. Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. How beautiful. That's another translation. But a good shepherd is selfless. Jesus says here in John 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Now, that's a loaded text. So we are here to serve the flock, not the flock to serve us. Now, we know that we need people in our lives to help us and to love us, but not in any way in or shade or form of abusing the sheep as if we are the big top honch, you know. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus said it many times. I did not come to be served, but to serve. And this is this great illustration of us for longevity. A good pastor and a good shepherd relates to people. And the good shepherd gathers those not in the tribe or family. Hey, how many times have you or I, we've gone to a conference and there's like some newbie, like they're in the corner, they've been invited in. Our task is to come and put our arms around those new people so that they feel welcomed and into the flock. You know, sometimes bad things happen to good people, and some ministers get bruised, and we are the ones to invite them into our flock. As a good shepherd, We say, come in, just be in the midst of us, heal up, let the Holy Spirit touch you and heal your heart. And in that way, we're giving our life for the sheep so we can gather those that are not in our tribe, C3 tribe. We can gather others into our family. I love that. I love meeting new people. I love, Pastor Phil and I love meeting ministers who have been a bit bruised and a bit broken. Even at our conferences, we invite in for prayer many ministers who have, through many circumstances, given up the ministry, but God still loves them. And we are the shepherds, the good shepherds, who bring those wounded sheep back into the flock for whatever he has for them in the future. Shepherds, good shepherds, young people need to hear your voice. What is the Lord saying to you? What is he feeding you? Feed them. Don't just rely on another man's message to feed your flock. Your people need to hear your voice and what the Lord is saying to you. That's why Jesus says he's the door. He's always the door. So when he speaks to us and we can open the door to others, they will come in. How beautiful is that? That is just so cool. That is wonderful. So let's put our heart into caring for the sheep. Thank you, Jesus. We are called to be good shepherds and good shepherds of the flock. And what I do know is that if we care for sheep, just in the natural, coming from New Zealand, if there was a bad shepherd and the dogs barked and bit the sheep, do you know what happens? The sheep do not reproduce. But when sheep are loved and cared for, the sheep reproduce. And come spring, all these little lambs are jumping around the field, and then there's more wool to share, and there's more lamb mutton chops to have. Whoops, on a Sunday. Sorry, but hey, if that offends you and you're a vegetarian, I'm so sorry, but I'm not a vegetarian. But God bless you if you are. No judgment at all if you are. So, friends, let us endeavour to be good shepherds of the flock, and let's meditate on his word in the days and weeks to come, and have a look in the mirror and say, Lord, make me a good shepherd of your flock. If you've lost your love for God's people, ask him to renew your heart and give you a renewed love for those that God has given you to pastor. So Holy Spirit, come and speak to us, your people. And Lord, calls us to be known as good shepherds, good pastors who love the sheep and are loved by the sheep. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Till next time.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the C3 Church Global Podcast. Let us know what you thought by leaving a review and connect with us on Instagram @C3 Church Global. We hope you'll be back real soon.